The King's Stewards, Preschool, Part 6. "Come forward, Salutis," said the king. "Have you been keeping our people safe?" Salutis looked at the floor as he slowly came nearer to the throne. He recalled the instructions of the king and was now afraid. He remembered they said, "You must keep our land safe from fighters who want to attack us. You must also protect the good people from robbers and other bad men inside my kingdom." "Speak up, Salutis. Is my kingdom safe?"
"Well, Your Highness, I have been working hard to make the soldiers strong. We have spent hours and hours each day doing training and practicing. In fact, just before you returned, we were going to have a small demonstration of our new skills."
The king did not look happy. He spoke in a serious tone. "Salutis, I gave you very clear instructions about what your job was. You were to make sure my land is safe and to protect the good people. I have only been home one day and have already had many people tell me that they have been robbed and live in fear. Why did you let this happen?"
The king's eyes were piercing and his anger was growing.
"I was trying to make them stronger, Your Highness," trembled Salutis.
The king's voice rose and Salutis shrank back when he sprang from his throne and shouted, "That was not your assignment. You removed the soldiers from their important job of keeping the people safe. All you cared about was making yourself look great before the people. If enemies had attacked while I was gone, we would have been ruined. You failed to do the job I assigned to you. Now you will have no part in my kingdom."
The king called his soldiers to his side.
"Take this man and remove him from my kingdom."
The soldiers marched Salutis to the edge of the kingdom.
"Salutis, by order of the king, you are hereby banished. You are not to enter this kingdom ever again."
Salutis fell to the ground and wept loudly. He would now become a wanderer and be forever without a home.
Back at the palace, the king called for a great feast. He spoke to all his people.
"Today, I would like to reward Joan and Otar. While I was gone, they did an excellent job of taking care of all the farmlands and my castle. They have been rewarded with important positions in my kingdom because of their outstanding stewardship."
Joan and Otar stepped forward, bowed low before the king, and received a grand applause from the cheering multitude.